To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. ColonialHyundai.com. Joining us this hour, it's not Tuesday, it is Wednesday, but we need our hour of Elliot. And actually, what is that, 3 hours of Elliot that people could have today?
It's a lot of Elliot.
Yeah, that is.
It's a long time. But look, when Kyle Schwarber signs an extension, you got to have me in the talk.
Yes, yes, so, please, yes, King, exactly. What's your take?
Yeah, well, it's obviously terrible.
Terrible, but, yeah. Awful. So who's with you at 6 o'clock tonight?
Brandon Lee Gowan.
Wow.
Yeah.
The OG. Another Phillies guy.
Argue about Sirianni again.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Kyle Schwarber will join us at 4:30 today. What did you think of the deal real quick?
Well, obviously happy for Kyle. What a great
guy.
All you
right, know. There it is. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So you said on the, we were discussing the scenarios in which the decision could potentially be made to play Tanner McKee. Are there scenarios that you could think of that they would make the decision to put Tanner McKee in this year?
The only way I think they go to Tanner this year is if they've decided they're moving on from Jalen this offseason. I don't think the move to Tanner this year would be about this year. I don't think they would bench Jalen to try to save this season. I don't think they would do it to try to motivate him. If they want Jalen to be their quarterback beyond this season, then they stick with him. And I don't think they're going to bench Jalen, to be clear. I don't think there is any level of play he could get to where they would take him out of the game. So barring injury, they're not taking him out. But if they look down the road and say, Jalen's going to want a new contract this season, we are interested in having Tanner to see what he is, then I think you could do it if he plays poorly again. But I don't think benching Jalen would be about this year.
So given what we've heard from reports from, you know, in McClain's article, I think it was yesterday, he said something about internally, like they just don't feel like he's listening at all. And there have been the reports that people are frustrated internally, all of those things. Given all of that stuff, what do you think the likelihood is that the team is thinking, this guy's not our future?
It's an interesting way to phrase it. Like, I think they know that Jalen has limitations, and I think they would be interested in seeing what the offense would look like with a different quarterback. But I also think they know they've won a lot of games with Jalen. He represents a franchise in a great way. Like, there are a lot of benefits to having Jalen as their franchise quarterback. I mean, again, like, we can talk about how much they think he holds responsibility for it. I think they should be a little careful what they wish for, because between McNabb and Jalen, it took them like 20 years to find a franchise quarterback. They had Carson for a little bit, but he got hurt, right? So they have not had a quarterback with this level of sustained success since McNabb, and that really ended in 04. So we're talking about 20 years.
Don't sell short the fifth NFC championship game.
In 08?
Yeah.
Well, that's like going to be this year's Super Bowl run, basically, if that's how it goes. But to your point,
09.
No,
it was 09, but it was 08 season.
There we go. Our favorite debate. Yeah. I think this is all about money. It really is all about money. I think if they knew, if they knew they didn't have to give Jalen a new contract this offseason, then I think they'd be mostly happy going into next year with him and wouldn't risk anything. But I think the idea of doubling down on him is when you would have to you'd have to decide internally, do we want to commit the next 3 years to him?
Would you double down on him?
I've been thinking about that all day, and I would. I would double down on him. And the reason...
I love the fact that you didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
He did hesitate.
Well, he did hesitate.
Yeah, he hesitated.
I would say hesitate.
Yeah, he definitely hesitated.
Well, if you had to think about it all day, then...
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And I've landed on that I would. I just... And ultimately, the reason I fell on is kind of what I just said. Like, Jalen has flaws, but this team struggled to find a quarterback for a really long time. It's not easy to find guys like Jalen Hurts. Like, he is not... He has limitations, but what he is ultimately, like, this is what made me realize it with Tanner. I think if Tanner went in, there's a chance the passing game is better, right? But.
What's likely?
Well, I don't think it's likely. Tanner has never played meaningful NFL football.
I don't know if
you
likely,
put, like,
yeah.
All right, let's say you put.
It was better with Kenny Pickett last year.
For one game that wasn't even
for
a full
games.
Game. Right,
well,
but
two meaningless games where two teams weren't even trying to win.
I guess what I'm saying is with Jalen, you know what the floor is. Jalen can handle the market, he can handle being the franchise quarterback. He's mostly smart with the football. He's not been this year, obviously. Like, you're going to win a lot of games with him. I think the floor is very high. Now, if you tell me there's a chance the floor is higher with Tanner, like, maybe just because I do think he might not have the limitations that Jalen has as a passer. But what Jalen does is almost becoming a little underappreciated. Like, I mean, he has been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. And I know now it's, like, almost, you know, taboo to bring that up, but it is true. And, like, finding a quarterback that can do that is not easy to do.
I agree with you.
When you say two Super Bowls in 3 years, that's two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
I think we can all have an appropriate excitement about what Tanner could be while acknowledging we have no idea what he is.
I think that's fair.
No idea.
I think that's fair, but you saying...
Well, he could crumble. He could get in there and crumble.
Sure.
I'm not saying he would, but he might.
Absolutely.
Like, you have no idea.
Absolutely. But he also might not.
He might not, and that's the risk I think they... That's the risk you take.
Well, and I said he doesn't have the benefit of a young quarterback sort of trying to grow. He's automatically in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
This team is built to win right now. This fan base, we even demanded even more you win if you move on from Jalen Hurts. So that's even more pressure on him and the organization to be right about Tanner.
Well, and I also think, if you said to me in terms of doubling down on Jalen, if let's just remove the rest of this season because they're not moving on from Jalen. So whatever happens this year is going to happen.
Okay.
But after this year, for the next three seasons, where would you feel more confident with this team? Door one, which is Jalen Hurts, right? Like, he is who he is. Jalen is your guy. B, Tanner for a year, right? Or C, some other option. You draft a quarterback. I think it's unrealistic they trade for, like, a Joe Burrow. Like, you know, somewhat, you know, some other option.
Yeah.
And I think the option that clearly gives you the best chance of success is Jalen.
Well, I think if you're looking backward, I think that's for sure. If you're looking forward, I don't know if that's true. And here's why. You said it's becoming underappreciated what he does well. He's limited. All right. What would you say his limitations are?
So I think he's inconsistent as a passer.
Okay.
I think he can make all the throws, but like he can't do it consistently.
Sure.
Like, right?
That's the difference between good at it and not
exactly,
good at it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we're looking backwards, one of the things that we would appreciate about him is that he was sort of a double threat quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He'd run, he could also throw. He appears, for whatever reason, uninterested in running. And I know when I watched him on Monday night, that was not a guy who was interested in running the football and taking contact. It changes the calculus on what he's good at and how good he is. It just does. And I think we've seen it this year. You can throw out all the numbers you want. This is the worst year of his career. To my eyes, it's the worst year of his career. Putting 21 aside.
I would agree.
23 was worse.
23, now, they just turned it over four times. Like, 23, the problem was with turnovers.
This is the one game that he's had. We've nitpicked at certain things all year. This is the one true game.
He was really bad.
Where the turnovers and things were there. Yes.
I just,
that's when you're at your worst.
Yeah.
I just don't,
as I've always said.
I just don't think if, I have questions about if his, even if he goes back to not turning it over, and he's not running the football, man, you're painting yourself into quite a corner in terms of how your offense is going to succeed. You know, I've said a few times that generally when you say just don't turn the ball over, that's what you tell your backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you tell your starter. Your starter, you're like, go out there, make plays, score points, whatever.
That's only if you have a starter that's good enough to overcome those things. See, I look at the landscape of the quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
there's about a handful of those guys that you can overcome turnovers, and they're still going to throw for 300 yards and put on a Superman cape. There's about 20 other quarterbacks that can't do that, that teams have to have a starting quarterback for. So I would ask this question. What do you think Tanner McKee would be as a starter at his best? Top 10? Top 15? Top 20? Top 5?
It's hard to tell because I think he's in a good infrastructure.
Yeah, but you got
to
project this.
No, I agree.
What do you think he would be with this organization and everything else? What is he going to be as a quarterback? Is he going to be a top 10 quarterback?
I don't think he's top 5. I don't think he's athletic enough.
Is he a top 10 quarterback?
I think he could be close to it.
You think Tanner McKee can be a top 10 quarterback in this league based on what?
Based off the infrastructure that he's – like, I think the Eagles have – I mean, the Eagles are good. I'm just saying. He would come into a good system.
Well, then
would
you should
him.
Just put him in.
Well, but you already have one in Jalen.
We have had one.
Yeah, because you wouldn't say he's playing like a top 10 quarterback right
no,
now.
No, he's not playing like it right now. I agree with that.
Okay.
But he's clearly been a top 10 quarterback during his duration with the Eagles.
Top 10 quarterback.
All right. Maybe I went too strong.
I gotta say that again.
All right, you're
yes.
right. You're
you know
right,
a
right.
top 10 quarterback? Yes. You know how many quarterbacks yes, right. that makes him all better
right.
than?
Top 15, 18-ish around there. You're right.
I
top
think
10
if he's
is high.
Top 20, it's a miracle.
So
if he's top 20,
I do.
And I like Tanner McKee.
No, I know. And
doesn't
maybe
sound
I'm in,
like it.
Maybe I'm influenced.
Dude, 20 quarterbacks in this league?
Yeah, no, I think
a guy who hasn't even started a meaningful
yeah.
game
no.
yet. He was a six round pick.
No, you're
yeah,
right.
You guys
you're
are
right.
projecting he's going to be a top right. 20 quarterback in you're this right. league.
You hope he's Brock Purdy.
I'm more on your side yeah. than it sounds like on this
I
one.
Mean, like, I like Tanner McKee, but well, they got to be realistic here, man.
Brock
a top
Purdy.
15 quarterback?
Hold on, but Brock Purdy makes $50 million a year.
And he has well, Kyle Shanahan Purdy, yeah. as his quarterback. As his coach.
And we got Sirianni and Petullo.
How many good years has Brock really had? Like, I'd have to go look, but he's not.
He had 1 year
exactly,
where he played.
Right.
One great year.
He's not yeah. been consistent.
Well, that year was a disaster last year. He's been hurt this year as well.
Right.
To me, it's less about Tanner and more about doubling down on Jalen. And I would be nervous.
Well, he's proven.
Well, but like
at least you know you're getting a top 15 quarterback.
I don't know that moving forward.
Oh yeah,
but he's been top 15 this year.
Yeah, he's been a top 15. I think he has.
Now you're going to go to the win team, but it doesn't matter.
He's been
but,
an average quarterback. This yeah. last game will skew it, but he's been the top 15 quarterback this year.
All right, I'll go look. I just move it, but you don't want
to. That's nothing to brag about.
You don't want to, yeah, and you don't want to double. You want to double down on a guy that's already making $50 million a year, who you're saying is probably top 15 moving forward.
Well, I think he's been top 15 this year.
Okay.
I think if you were to go where he ranks, like whatever time frame you want to pick, he's much closer to top 10 over the past 3 years.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Gus in Bethlehem, you're on WIP. What's up, Gus?
Yes, I have a point with Ike that I want. Strongly disagree with him when he said that, you know, guys, quarterbacks especially, they're good leaders when things are going well. The perfect case in point of this not being true was Herbert was playing poorly in that game. He was playing poorly.
Yes.
He was not playing well. And he willed that team because he said, I can't throw a pass. I'm throwing lame ducks all over the place. I'll run. I'll do what it takes.
Listen, if you watch that game Monday night, there's no way you came out of the game thinking anything about Justin Herbert other than the fact that how the hell they win this game when he has one hand.
That dude's tough as hell.
The best place he made was running when nobody thought he was going to run.
My way, you responded your way.
Huh?
I responded. Those players on the Chargers loved him after that game. They
loved him before the game.
He was Herculean in his leadership. His leadership attitude. He was. And Kirk came up small, period.
They needed five turnovers from the Eagles to win that game, and they needed him to throw an interception on the 15-yard line. What the hell did Herbert do that was so heroic on Monday night?
The Eagles outplayed the Chargers on Monday night.
Are you kidding me? We're not about to glaze Justin Herbert going to play with a pad on his hand.
Herbert played that game. Herbert played that game. I told you this before.
He handed the ball off, and he kept it on a couple quarterback sneaks, keepers, when nobody thought he had the ball, and he ran. Give him credit for that. Awesome, awesome.
Well, Donovan said he was a hero yesterday. I mean, a lot of people are saying that.
He said it was heroic.
I haven't heard. Listen, Listen, only in this city where we're ripping our quarterback have I heard anybody even praise Justin Herbert for what he did. Man, that was nonsense.
More people are talking about that post-game interview.
Yeah, with Laura Rutledge.
Yeah,
the story coming out of that game wasn't anything about Justin Herbert. It was about how terrible we were.
I love you, Elliot.
Justin Herbert.
You said that the Eagles outplayed the Chargers.
He's
on
choker. Tell Justin Herbert to win a playoff game first.
He's working on it.
You said the Eagles outplayed the Chargers. So, Mr., my quarterback's good because he doesn't turn it over. The team had five turnovers.
It was bad.
So they couldn't have outplayed them because they lost and they had five turnovers.
So maybe outplayed is strong, but when I rewatched the game, I felt the Eagles had the two best chances to win the game and they blew it. They had it with 2 minutes go. Now, they blew it, right? So that's part of it for sure. But I'm saying the Chargers, in my opinion, didn't beat the Eagles. The Eagles beat themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Chargers did a better job of not losing the game, which is what
that's
you
fair.
Always
that's
give
fair.
Credit
yeah,
to
that's
the
fair.
Eagles.
That's okay. fair. I was just saying the Eagles had those two chances. I thought they had the two best chances to win the game.
Let me ask you this. Okay. So we've all, I think we're resigned to the fact that Jalen Hurts not going to run the ball a lot moving forward.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, for whatever reason, I'm not saying he doesn't want to. I'm just saying he's not going
to. It's okay to say it.
Well, no, I'm not allowed.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he wants to. So how do you build the team around, how do you rebuild this and put the infrastructure around Jalen to succeed again? Because I don't think you can go back to, well, we got there with, was it Swift that year or was it?
Yeah,
with DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
Because at that point, you had a quarterback.
Got where with DeAndre
Swift?
Well,
you mean to the Super Bowl?
No, that was Miles Sanders. Sanders.
Bob Sanders. Yeah. Miles Sanders, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, right, Miles Sanders. And then they had, in 23, they had Swift. And then, right. So, but that was in 22, that was a Jalen that ran 165 times.
Yeah.
So you could have maybe a running back that wasn't the most dynamic guy in the world because you had two dynamic things in the backfield. So what do you do?
So I think it definitely starts with you have to have a better running game. Like, absolutely. Well, this year, I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, next year.
I think next year.
Get Steen out of there.
Whatever you think the reason is.
Give me the best guard in the damn draft.
If, like, honestly, maybe draft a running back in the second round. Like,
they could play guard.
Did you just say you want a guard in the draft?
No,
it all comes back around.
Tackle that can play guard that moves out the tackle
until
Lane
retires.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, I would consider using a high pick on a running back next year.
You're already starting.
Well, I'm just saying, we've seen what a dynamic running back can do in this offense. And Saquon's not having a good year. And I don't know why next year Saquon would be better.
Yeah.
You're not doubling down on Saquon.
You wouldn't use like a second round pick on...
And then you probably have to trade AJ, right?
Why would you have to trade AJ?
If you're keeping Jalen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, I see that dynamic.
Okay. I don't know, man. They smiled.
You see him on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, you see them on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I saw the 4 seconds on Hard Knocks, buddy.
He defended him at the post-game podium.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, they at the very least are doing a better job acting like they like each other.
We're
they
having a moment.
At least they're giving us that.
No, I know, for sure. Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, they're high-fiving after touchdowns. I see him talking more.
I wish they could. Listen, all it took was to just get AJ the ball.
Yes.
And he's willing to play along.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
Well, after the, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but after the interception that went off AJ's hands, which I actually think was on Jalen, that was a bad throw. But
it was on AJ.
You think so?
He's a $35 million wide receiver.
He's going like this to catch it.
Catch
like,
the ball. Catch the ball.
Yeah.
If every wide receiver needed the ball placed in their stomach to catch it, then is there no reason to pay him $35 million?
That's fair.
Make the catches that other guys can't.
After that play, Jalen got up and walked over to AJ on the bench and, like, you know, gave him a fist bump or whatever. Like, little things like that. Yeah. I know it's the bare minimum, but there is more of that than there used to be.
Yeah, but they can't go into the year with both those guys on the roster next year.
Well, how do you know though, Spike?
Because
AJ's going to get 1,000 yards. Receiving.
Okay.
Again.
But they go into next year.
10 touchdowns.
They go into next year. You're talking about drafting a running back. We all know.
Well,
they
that's
got
nuts. He's not.
Why is that nuts? I would absolutely draft
in the first round?
No, I said in the second round.
Oh, in the second round.
Yeah, not in the first round. Who knows where they go.
It's just, if we all agree he's not a dynamic passer, we all agree it has to be built around the running game. You have $60 million. You're paying two wide receivers. You have one of them who can't wait to talk about how bad the passing game is, who thinks he's giving up his entire career playing here. Like,
We're back on track, though.
What's that?
We're back on track.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting part of the AJ thing.
Yeah.
What's his trade value?
Well,
is it as high as it was at the beginning of the year?
Buffalo and New England, I would imagine either one of those teams would.
It's a three.
Okay, but I'm saying, so if you're the Eagles, are you trading AJ for a three?
Well, they can't pay both guys anyway. They can't. They can't moving forward. They can't.
Well,
there's a reason other teams don't do this. Successful other teams don't do
this. Let me ask you this. Do you think of the defensive players that are eligible for extensions this offseason, do you think the Eagles are giving any out? So with Jalen Carter, do you think he gets an extension this offseason?
I mean, yes, just because I don't think Jalen Carter and Drew Rosenhaus will react well to being made to wait a year for the contract. But there's also other names that are really interesting, like Jordan Davis. He's been awesome this year. Moro Jomo.
Real quick on the Jalen Carter one. Do you think the value of the contract is down?
Yes.
Okay.
I think at least from the Eagles' bargain.
So there's still benefits for the Eagles. Even if they do it early, it won't be as high as it would have been.
I'm planting this flag. If they give Jalen Carter an extension this offseason, he'll be the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
A defensive tackle?
Yes.
Okay, maybe. I think at one point there was talks of him being the highest paid defensive player.
No, probably not. He will be the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. There is no way, 0% chance, Drew Rosenhaus is letting him sign a deal that doesn't make him the highest paid defensive. I don't care how he played this
year. But if you're the Eagles, would you do it?
Well, I have no
idea. That's the point.
No, they don't have to.
Right, but that's the tough part.
Well,
I don't know if I would do it.
I don't think I'd do it.
I was thinking
about this. Would you rather pay Jordan Davis, Moro Jomo, and Nolan Smith, or Jalen Carter?
I don't question Jalen Carter's talent, but the maturity thing still scares me.
Sure.
I'm still a little leery of that. His talent is unquestionable, but his dedication, he wasn't in shape. Vic Fangio wasn't happy about that. Who knows? Did that contribute to his injury problems with his shoulder? Mm-hmm. He's been dealing with that all year. I'm just saying, it just the maturity thing there, you're going to commit that type of money, man. You would better be sure that you got a guy that you can rely on.
I mean, think about it this way. Both Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis went into this year with one sole focus, earning a contract. Jordan Davis showed up in the best shape of his life. He's having his best year, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Carter
who said that before the season started?
That was you.
Okay.
That was you.
Jalen Carter has not done that. You know, he got thrown out of the first game of the year. So, but the problem is, I don't think Jalen Carter and his team of agents will react well to being made to wait a year.
I also think moving forward, I see the way the Eagles build football teams and who they pay. And they look at Fletcher Cox. And they thought to themselves, if we have
Fletcher Cox, he was a steady guy. I know.
But they look at him sitting there and saying, if we have that guy in there, I think they would say to themselves, the reason that Moro Ojomo is good is because of Jalen Carter.
I agree with all
that. The reason that Jalen Carter is good, that Jordan Davis is because of Jalen Carter.
Yeah, although I will say, now the Chargers' offensive line's not good.
It's bad, agreed, for sure. Yeah.
But that defensive line, like, dominated, like, on Monday.
Sure,
they were awesome.
And him and Jalen Hurts. Hurts not getting his extension? And we're going to give Jalen Carter an extension?
I don't think they can give Hurts an extension this offseason. Unless there's a monster.
Well, then maybe he's gone.
Give Jalen Carter an extension, but not give Jalen Hurts.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying what I think the Eagles will do.
Well, but if he asks for one,
I would make everybody just play out their contract.
But if you're Jalen Hurts,
I would be a terrible general manager. You have a contract. What am I giving you another contract for?
This is my former boss right here.
Just
quickly, I would say though, like if you're Jalen Hurts, and I'm not saying he's played great this year because obviously he has not, but he has dealt with a year of leaks about him.
Yes.
Year, like, and then you don't want to pay him. Like I'm sure there's another team out there that'll overpay Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So if you're jail, if you're Mister, you're Mr. GM,
Shane
right?
Like Shane Steichen,
if his team comes to you, well, I don't know if Shane would do it, but like it would have to be.
Why wouldn't he?
I mean, I think he's Coach Jalen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he seemed to get a head coaching
but
job.
What about
of
the
it.
Jets, the Steelers? So you're the GM, and his team goes to you and goes, well, this is what we want for a contract. There's another team willing to pay us, right? Like, trade us or pay us. What would you do?
I would trade him.
Okay.
Rather than pay him, I would trade him. Jalen? Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
You guys are out of your mind. I would tell him.
It's real easy to say to move on from a quarterback until all of a sudden you're back to like a year and a half of Vic, Kevin Cobb.
They all said this about Wentz and they moved on and what'd they do?
Well, I'll tell you what. Some people said don't pay Wentz. And they said Keith Foles is the guy.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Be quiet.
Coming up next.
I just want to say something so bad.
Please don't.
Okay.
Coming up next, LeSean McCoy said something pretty out of pocket about Kevin Petullo. We will bring you that. And also, I forgot what Jeremy Fowler wrote, so we're going to have to get to that as well, about the Eagles in the draft coming up next year, this coming draft. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Even though winter's here, the best deals of the year are happening now at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, they have lifetime warranty roofing and siding, Provia and Anderson windows and doors, and pricing you won't see again until next year. Literally 10 to 20% off everything they sell. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, homeowners choose Emmons because they're one of the few platinum Owens Corning contractors that are in the area, meaning Owens Corning stands behind every roof they install. There's no better roof than Owens Corning Roofing. By Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing is also available. Don't wait. Visit callemmons.com or call 833-4-EMMONS. And don't forget to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, come on, yeah.
It's a good one.
On the road again.
I don't know the words well enough.
He's found Spike's wheelhouse.
Yeah, if he plays the old stuff, I can't hate on him.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson? How am I going to hate on Willie Nelson? It's the WIP on Afternoon Show again. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 3:30 country, along with your 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there, signed the Eagles Encyclopedia. There'll be some food. There'll be some spirits as well. If Jalen Hurts struggles in the first half Sunday, would you put Tanner McKee in? 62.4% say no. So.
Wow.
Yes.
There you go.
What?
I mean, that's a 40%
say yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were looking forward to be the other way. I'm shocked that it's not the other
way.
Well,
I'm just saying, imagine that poll 8 days ago. It'd be 95% no.
There's been engine.
I'm saying 60-40 on would you bench Jalen is pretty wild.
If you would ask the question six weeks ago.
Well, that's
and
Twitter.
The wound is still fresh, man. That was just Monday, man. Yeah, that was two days ago, man.
So
it's still open.
Shady, was this on his podcast where Shady so
Speakeasy. Speakeasy, yes.
So Shady, like it's hard to read Shady. So Shady just let loose on Kevin Petullo. Here's what he had to say.
Is Kevin Petullo doing the best job? Absolutely not. He is not. Is he going to be the offensive coordinator there next year? Absolutely not.
He better not.
He can't. He can't be.
If he's back, I'm leaving the Eagles. If Kevin's back.
Where are you going, Shady? You're in the Hall of Fame. Your jersey's retired.
Take me off.
You can't.
Take me off is crazy.
Nobody's ever asked.
Take me off.
And I'm going to say it's either.
Take me off.
I'm going to say. Mr. Lurie. Now, anything I need, he gives me. Mr. Lurie, it's either me or Kevin.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow.
What do you think the odds Kevin Petullo is the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2026?
70%?
Okay.
75 maybe?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping he's there just to see how Shady reacts.
Well, they got to pull him off the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
They should think they'll do that at halftime, have a whole ceremony.
They should. They
Kevin
should
take takes him up it down. It. Yeah.
They should take him up on it. I think the reaction to, at least from the tape nerds on Monday night, has been interesting because they have all been like, oh, they put some great stuff in there. I'm really happy with what I saw.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting back thinking, well, we still only scored one touchdown. We turned the ball over five times. I know you keep saying four.
You could debate two.
You could, right.
From Jalen.
I think to a certain extent, I guess I'm just surprised that people say that and don't say, oh, now I understand why they were doing it the simple way. Now I realize why they're doing good plays.
I heard you say this earlier, and I think I disagree with you if you're saying what I think. Like,
okay.
I don't think he turned the ball over because of the concepts they ran. I don't think it was they did different things and he couldn't handle it. I mean, if we really want to go through it, like the AJ interception, I think was a bad pass, I don't think that was right. The Devontae thing. Now you could argue he jumped that, but that's a hitch route. It's not like that's some new super complex thing. I'm trying to think, which one would you pin on a different throw than he normally makes?
So here,
well, you had the one where the defensive lineman.
Yes, you're right. You're right. He got tricked on that one.
Yeah. And I also think there is something too. Now this is projecting. Who knows? If you are overloading him with more decisions to make throughout the game, he will make bad decisions generally. And I think if that is what they were worried about, I think part of why everything was so simple is because he operates and. Like this has been the history of it. He operates best when they're not. And I think you're right. Generally, that pre-snap he makes good decisions. He can look to see where guys are supposed to be, which play to run. But once it gets going, I think that one of the reasons that you could have seen worse play from him is that they're giving him more to think about once the play starts.
I think that. That could be true. I think that's a good way to look at it. I mostly agree with it. I do think, though, too, rewatching it, it was way better than I thought rewatching it. Like, and again, I understand this is a big, you know, how was the play otherwise, Miss Lincoln thing, right? Like, right. they turned the ball over five times like that. But if you take those plays out, I actually do think they moved the ball like almost the best they have all season. It's the first time all season they've had over 200 yards passing and over 100 yards rushing in the same game. It's the second most yards they've had in a game, right? So I do think that while you are right, like he made really bad decisions. And I gave him an F. I gave him an F after the rewatch. If you turn it over that many times and you lose, like you deserve an F.
And but, he was 21 of 40,
no,
right?
No, but I'm saying he made, I thought he made 5 or 6 throws in that game that were really good throws that he's not made. I just do. I don't like throwing it into a space between defenders in a window is not something he does often. And I thought he did a ton of that on Monday night.
I agree that he has the ability to make good throws. But I don't think the ability to make good throws is specific to him, nor does it make... Every quarterback in the NFL has the ability to make good throws.
I agree with that.
They just do. The difference between the great quarterbacks, the good quarterbacks, the average quarterbacks, and the bad quarterbacks is... I'm not saying they can all make every throw, but is how often you make those great throws.
I agree with
that. And I think it is a mistake sometimes to say... That specifically the one, the Devontae crossing route in overtime, that everyone is falling all over themselves on.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. No.
Yes, that was...
It was a great throw. It was a great throw that every good quarterback makes in every game.
I disagree with that. Yeah. Like, I think you have to take, in addition to the throw, you have to take into account the situation.
Sure.
It is 3rd and 16. Yes. The game is on the line. Uh-huh. Like, that is a super elite quarterback throw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
But it's not... It's not an out of world.
No, it's not like a YouTube
throw.
Highlight throw. Yeah. But
Matt
Stafford
makes that throw looking at a different receiver.
Yeah, and Matt Stafford is one of the best passers of the football that's ever played in the NFL.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I agree with you. But I guess what
Jared Goff makes that throw all the time.
Does Jared Goff make that throw on 3rd and 16 with the game on the line? Like, I think you have to factor that into the throw. And the other thing I would say from the game is, while he turned it over when it mattered, I think there's something to be said for the fact that late in the fourth quarter when they had to have it, he had a lot more good plays than he did bad plays. And that, I'm just being honest. And that's why when you look forward, I still think, that's why I had him number 2 in my power rankings. Like, I still think that this is going to be a hard team to actually kill.
The had to have it thing, I'm never going to win with you. They had to have it in the second quarter, too. And they haven't had it in the first quarter.
Honestly do get your point with that. But there is a difference between needing it late
in
the game.
There are quarterbacks that get praised for doing that all the time.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, quarterbacks get praised for that all the time.
I think it actually illuminates one of his issues, is that when he is in that situation, he is not thinking about, oh no, what will happen if.
He's just playing.
But that also shines a bright light on when he's not doing that. And like, I think that's why he's better in hurry up. I think it's why he's better in, and it is one of his great assets is that he doesn't choke. He's not a choker.
Right.
I don't think he is affected by pressure. I think he thrives in it. But I think one of the things that happen is like when the game requires you to think. Like he overthinks it. That's why he doesn't throw the ball early.
I actually think it's the opposite. Like, I think the way he protects the ball throughout the game has actually been highlighted these past 3 weeks in the fact that they are turning the ball over left and right and have lost all 3 games. They had 4 turnovers in their 8 wins and 11 in their 4 losses, right? So, like, you are right. I think that 3rd and 16 throw he made to Devontae, I don't think he even attempts that throw in the first quarter, right? And there are positives and negatives to that. The positive is, he's not risking the ball in, like, they're winning the turnover. But
that's
just
what's costing them, yes.
And but the negative part of it is they'll never be a consistently great passing offense with a quarterback that is not risking the ball like that.
One thing.
Go ahead.
The negative is they're going to score fewer points. So when they do turn the ball over, they have less of a chance of winning the game. And that's why you want to score more points.
But to be fair, they're top 5 in over the past 5 years in points scored. So like they are scoring a lot of points.
I'm not talking about the past 5 years. They were 7 last year. They're like 15 this year.
Yeah, this year's been bad.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, I agree
this
year for sure.
No, 3 consecutive years it's gotten worse.
Right, but they're not going
4 consecutive years.
Right, but they're not going from like 14 to 19 to 24. They've been a top 10 offense. Now you can
say the difference in the points.
Right, like I'm saying they are scoring points. I get your point, but they are scoring a lot of points.
Well, here's the thing. Where they messed up at is they started caring about style points. They started caring about style points instead of caring about a win is a win. You know, I wish we had Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday, he had a nice little rant today on Get Up that was in support of the Eagles, but really also being critical of the Eagles for paying attention to the outside noise. And even some of the inside noise. AJ complaining. Mm-hmm. The offense isn't meeting the standards. So they put more pressure on themselves to have to be perfect as opposed to just winning football games. They're sitting at 8-2 and should be appreciative of being 8-2 and working to get better, yet all I hear is, we're not playing to the standard. A win isn't good enough. It ain't good enough. Mm-hmm. We need a what? They needed a reality check by looking in the mirror. Hello, AJ. Your offensive line sucks right now. You can't run the football. Your quarterback is who he is. So when you're complaining about what you're doing when you're winning, you're just adding pressure to the situation, and they reacted to that. All of a sudden, they had to start trying to be more creative or covering their own asses by pointing fingers saying, it's not me. I'm not the reason why things aren't going well. I'm not the reason why things aren't going well. And this thing has gone from being 8-2 with the best record in the NFC to being 8-5.
Yeah.
That's all I know. For 3 weeks, they've been playing terrible football. He's become a damn turnover machine for 3 weeks now.
So,
because we all wanted style points.
Well, you know I love style points.
We want style points. That's why a win is a win. Bill Belichick would never. You think Bill Belichick would entertain the idea of style points and winning?
No.
No, I agree with you. I do think, though, to an extent, that when their offense was as anemic as it was. I agree with you.
They were winning.
I know. I agree with you on all the finger pointing. I agree with the public and anonymous finger pointing. I agree with all that. I think that they were flying so close to the sun that a lot of those turnovers you don't control, right? You don't control the Saquon turnover. You don't try to fumble. There's nothing risky about that. The Xavier Gibson one, even when the ball goes off wide receiver's hands, turns into an interception.
Yeah.
That sometimes turnovers just they even
just
out
the way the ball to bounces. A certain extent, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you're not scoring enough points, you're going to be on the wrong side of those eventually. And I think that is, it's sort of where the Chiefs are this year to an extent that like they weren't scoring enough points. And now instead of like last year when they were able on the right side of it, now they're on the wrong side of it all the time.
Comparing sure. the Chiefs
but
to the Eagles.
I agree with you largely.
All I'm saying is they were 8-2.
Yeah, I agree.
And now they've been playing worse.
Yes.
Since then.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Fowler wrote in his column today on ESPN.com. This is Jeremy Fowler's words. Some people around the league were starting to think the Eagles might draft a quarterback high in 2026, even before Jalen Hurts' 4-interception performance on Monday. The prediction from these folks, GM Howie Roseman snags a passer on day 2, allowing Hurts to serve as the starter in 26 while having a future starter to develop. Quote, the Eagles will do to Jalen what they did to Carson Wentz, one Eagles industry source predicted. What do you think the odds that the Eagles take a quarterback in the draft in 2026?
No shot.
Ooh.
No shot. With Jalen on the roster?
Yeah.
No shot. They will not do the mistake they did before. Like, it worked out with Jalen, but they drafted Jalen thinking it would not be a huge story, and it consumed the entire team for a year and forced Carson out. Like, there is no shot they are going to draft a quarterback in the first or second round, frankly, even the third round, with Jalen Hurts on the roster and have that guy on the roster all year. No shot.
215. Five. Well, what if they give?
Which means there's a chance that it's going to happen.
Nah, I'm always right. Come on.
No shot.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it could happen depending on how the season ends.
I don't think they
wouldn't do it, but
I don't think they can't have a.
I wouldn't have done it then, but they did it.
There's just, I don't know, man.
I think Elliot's wrong. Here's why.
Cut that audio.
Carson. You know, Wentz had that magical 2019 season. Don't interrupt. Some will say it was more impressive than 2017.
Right. Some would say.
But
who was he thrown to, Ike? Just real quick.
I don't even know. Grant Ward, Ortega Whiteside. All I know is
first quarterback in NFL history with 4,000 yards and nobody over 500.
Thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth.
He said 4,000 yards feel good right now. But
I'm saying they felt good about him during that time, right? And then he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided they couldn't do this anymore without having a quarterback there if because Wentz couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
So I say that to say, if this season doesn't end well, and Jalen continues to play bad down the stretch, why wouldn't they consider taking a quarterback in the draft? What would make them all of a sudden, they've always been about doing what's best for the team and making the team better. And if they view a player early in the draft at that position that they don't think they could pass over and they want to develop him, it's the same reason why they took Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but so
they fell in love with him at the Senior Bowl, and Doug was like, yeah, we got to have him.
So I think a major difference there is Jalen has been healthy. So, like, they obviously want to prioritize a backup position, but, Carson was missing major time.
So you don't, right? A little different.
But also,
yep,
I think
different.
They would hopefully learn from their mistake. Like, it absolutely consumed the entire year.
But it wasn't a mistake.
I think
it didn't feel good at the time, but ultimately,
we've been to two Super Bowls in one.
Yeah, but
and I, you know, I was a Wentz guy, but his play would have determined whether or not it was a mistake. His play validated what they did,
but I think it also impacted his play.
But then that speaks highly poorly of Carson.
Yeah, I don't
exactly.
disagree
that
with
speaks
you.
To him.
But I'm just saying, like, I think Jalen.
You think Jalen would crumble?
I don't know if he would crumble, but if they drafted a quarterback in the second round, I think it would be unfair to Jalen. He just won the Super Bowl last year, and we're talking about benching him or trading him, right? Well, can you imagine if they drafted someone in the second round? He would get it halfway through the first game, and people would be like, take him out.
So let me ask you this. This play continues down this path. Not four interceptions every game, but
he's average the rest of the way.
Yes,
two and two.
And we're out in the first round.
Yeah.
What do you think the offseason talk is going to be?
It's going to be about Jalen all offseason.
Whether they pick a guy or not.
But if they pick a guy, then they are moving on from Jalen. You don't use a second-round pick on a quarterback that's not going to play.
You're not necessarily moving on from Jalen. What it does is maybe it lights a fire under him from things that they want him to do that he is somewhat reluctant to do. It puts him on notice. This is the NFL.
But that speaks highly. That speaks poorly of Jalen. Then do you have to burn a high level asset?
It's not burning a high level asset. It's the Eagles looking out for the best interest of the team. If he is going to continue to be reluctant at things they're asking him to do that could help his development as well as help the overall development of the offense, what are they supposed to do? Continue to be hamstrung by what he is unwilling to do? No, they have to do what they think is best, which is cover their butt.
But a second-round pick is one of the most valuable assets in the entire franchise. So, like, that would be like if I had a car and I wanted to buy another car and I spent $70,000 on it as a backup. Like, I get your point about the benefits of making Jalen, like, lighting a fire, all that, but then just trade him. Like, if you think you need to spend a second-round pick on a quarterback just in case, then you don't have the guy. And I would just trade him at that point.
Well, I mean, they can do that if that's what they choose to do. I'm just saying, I don't think it's unfair to Jalen, it's disrespectful to Jalen. This is how the Eagles have operated as an organization, and they have been proven right.
But the difference between Carson and Jalen is Carson had never won a playoff game and was hurt all the time. Jalen is the best quarterback in franchise history.
Yes, and from the Eagles' viewpoint, do you think they believe he's put the franchise on his back or they've put him in a great position to succeed?
I think the second one.
Okay, then.
Right.
So they believe that they are the reason that he has the status that he has. They built the team around him. He has benefited from that. What I'm saying is if they have any doubt in their mind about moving forward, if there's a quarterback there for them to take and they think that they should take him, it isn't disrespectful to Jalen. Now, Jalen may feel that way, but this, again, is the NFL. This is the NFL. And they are the Eagles, and they have enough standing within the community, within the football community, and this fan base that will at least they will understand, listen, they must be thinking something there if this is what they've chosen to do. Again, they've been right when making these tough decisions, whether it's a head coach or a quarterback, whether we agree with it or not, no matter how much noise has been, their track record has been proven right. They were right to take Jalen Hurts, and I was one of the biggest proponents against it. But two Super Bowls later and a Super Bowl win and an MVP says they were right.
So, look, ultimately...
Says they were right.
The
am
result,
I right about this or not?
Yes.
The result is the result,
right? And ultimately, that is maybe the best pick Howie Roseman will ever make, right? But the process of it was flawed. And the process of it was wrong. And if they did it to Jalen again, it would be not learning from their mistakes. It would be disrespectful to Jalen because it would completely crater the entire year. He'd have to deal with distractions.
You know what? Hold on.
But it would.
Timeout.
It cratered 2020.
You know how it wouldn't crater the entire year?
How?
Is if Carson Wentz was better, then it wouldn't have cratered
anything.
But
it's part of the reason Carson struggled.
No. Then what is it? What has happened from Carson since?
He's been terrible.
Okay, you think it's just because they took Jalen Hurts?
No, I think the entire... I think in 2020, the Jalen Hurts thing was a massive distraction.
Killed Carson's career?
Yes. Well, I think
Because he wasn't good enough.
I think it killed his career. Here.
It's because he wouldn't listen to his coaches.
If you draft a quarterback in the second round, then just trade Jalen. Just trade him.
The truth is like, you know what crushed him? Is what ultimately might crush Jalen. He had no support within the locker room. He wouldn't listen to his coaches. He didn't evolve. He got worse. All those things. The Eagles score fewer points in 23 than 22. Fewer points in 24 than 23. Fewer points in 25 than 24. Like, if you know what would... You know when there wouldn't be a conversation next year? Is if Jalen Hurts goes in there, balls out, everybody will say, we're going to get...
This is going to get louder. If the play doesn't change on the field,
right,
this noise will get louder.
I agree with you, but it'll get a fever pitch of loud if you draft a quarterback. So here's my thing. If they don't think Jalen is good enough, if they want to light a fire on him, if they think he's gotten worse every year, then just trade him. But to bring a quarterback in the second round basically just creates a massive distraction. It is unfair to what Jalen has accomplished because you know what it's going to be like for him. All year, it's going to be about the backup quarterback. All year. That's what every question at OTAs.
Can
you imagine me tracking the training camp stats of the backup quarterback?
Like, yeah, you're going to do that anyway.
Of course I will. And you can check them out on all my socials. Think about that.
And they've been validated.
They have been validated once again.
God.
They've once again been validated.
I'm just telling you, they to me, I don't want them to do it. I'm just saying they've earned the right to do that. And not to be vilified for doing what they think is best in the best interest of the organization. If they think taking a quarterback there, then Jalen, guess what? Buck up.
That can be true, but it can also be disrespectful to Jalen. And then just trade him.
You know what it's going to be the same as? If they decide that Kevin Petullo is not the guy, and
you're
going
to take a running back and be disrespectful to actually the guy who won you the damn Super Bowl.
Well,
that's right.
That is what it is. Like,
you want to be disrespectful to Saquon.
The running back is different, I think.
And you know what? If they decide that Kevin Petullo is not the right offensive coordinator, and Howie decides, I'm going to go get the offensive coordinator that I'm going to deal with, then that's disrespectful to Nick. And you know what Nick's going to do? Nick's going to coach and have the offensive coordinator
that
they
have. Completely different than the Jalen.
It's really not.
No, it really is.
Because
it
people
really
were saying the same thing about Kellen Moore being the head coach here as soon as they hired him for offensive coordinator. And you know how Nick responded? Nick responded by taking his team to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He didn't cry about it. He produced. So if Jalen, if they pick a quarterback and Jalen Hurts produces, nobody will care. They'll say, we have a trade.
Well, then where I would agree with you is it would be disrespectful to Nick to hire a candidate that you think could be a potential head coach. Nick and Jalen.
They did that last year.
No, they were never going to replace Nick with Kellen Moore. That is so different. Hiring an offensive coordinator
off of 2030.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hiring an offensive coordinator is so different than using a second round pick.
Not an offensive coordinator that is a head coach candidate that the head coach didn't pick.
A second round pick is maybe the most is probably the second most valuable asset in the franchise.
Look at how Drew McCuba saved the season.
Well, they blew the pick, but
his play better pick up.
I agree, but if it doesn't, and you draft a quarterback, then just trade him. Like, having them both on the roster at the same time would crater the year.
Well,
it's not going to crater the year.
Well, they've done it one time, and it cratered the year.
And it got him a Super Bowl. 2-1-5.
And they kind of lucked into that.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I'm saying, like, the process of getting Jalen was flawed. Like, they tried to trade him after 21. Like, Jalen became a better player.
All right. 215-592. Yeah, the same guy. All right. 215-592-9494. Thank you, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. ESPN tonight at 6. Go Birds Evenings with Elliot Shore Parks. And a special guest this week is Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation. Thank you, as always, Elliot. You managed to do it. You took a while, but you managed to do it.
Yeah, he got us there.
Great contract for Kyle Schwarber. Very happy for him.
Yes, I'm sure. So coming up, a huge 4 o'clock hour. So we have you as well. Baldy joins us at 4 o'clock, break down the game. And then at 4:30, $150 million man, Kyle Schwarber joins us.
Will he give us any of it?
Any of the money? That's what we should do. We should ask for just a little. Can we just have a little?
Pizza party or something.
Yeah, come on. Kyle Schwarber joins us at 4:30. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So if you got a $150 million contract, then the discount that Guida's going to give you might not be quite as important. But you don't have a $150 million contract, and you do have windows that need to be replaced, and you do have doors that need to be replaced, and you've been worried about price, and you're like, oh, maybe I missed that the great sale that Guida had before. Well, now their big year-end sale has the biggest discounts of the year. So if it's time to replace the windows and doors, now's the time to do it. Got 40% off every window and door. 40% off every energy-efficient triple-pane window that has been expertly installed. 40% off. 40% off any door. Insulated entry door, garage door, sliding patio door, whatever you need, they got it for you. 40% off. They replaced almost every window in my home. My front door, my sliding patio door, did a great job. Very, very happy with it. Start your project with no money down, no interest on the financing for up to 12 months. Now is the time. All prior sales are excluded. But as I say, that's okay because this one's great. Offer expires December 31st. Call today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.